This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before the episode begins, we'd like to have a few words from our sponsor, The Outbreak.
A zombie plague has infected the city, and you have to make it to the safe zone within the time limit or be consumed by the horde chasing you down.
As you walk or work out, The Outbreak will take the steps logged onto your phone or watch and turn that into power you can use to outrun and outfight the zombie horde.
You can participate alone, in teams, or against each other to see who can get to the safe zone first.
Each race has a specific story and specific rewards for completing it, like a real-life medal and shirt sent directly to your door.
So download The Outbreak on the App Store or Google Play, and at checkout, make sure you use the code PEGASUS. That's PEGASUS to save 15% on your order. If you want to support us and what we love doing, check out The Outbreak.
Now, enjoy the episode.
Recording 2A on Millennium Park. This is Don Fisher.
This is Dr. Carter Brooks. Can you please state your name, honey?
Juliet Sawyer.
Glad you're working with us, Juliet.
Of course.
Juliet is another survivor of the Millennium Park incident. She has also been detained for possible involvement with the destruction of Millennium, but her actions are still under investigation.
May I have your verbal consent to use the device for the recording?
You can use this device on me.
Great. Now, you might feel a slight pinch. How do you feel?
Great. Thank you.
Now let's start with your arrival. You and Victoria Marsh got to Millennium Park together, is that correct?
That is correct.
Did you see anything weird on your way over to the camp?
Huh?
Did anything strange happen? Anything you would consider odd?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Anyway, you make it to camp, and then what? When did you meet Reynold James?
Who?
According to our reports, we found you and Reynold in close proximity. We assumed that you two knew each other.
There were two other bodies as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, Vicky.
Take your time.
Do you remember anything?
Yes, I'm sorry, it's just... I hope I never see that man again.
You won't, I promise.
We can't promise anything. Now, can we please get back on track?
Sorry.
It's all right. When did you first meet Reynold?
Well, it wasn't for a while. I mean, it would be a little confusing if I started...
Did you know him before you entered Millennium Park?
No.
Then let's think of the first memory you have about him. Can you do that?
Well, that was right after Vicky came back from talking with him at the stockroom.
And that was substantial?
Yes.
Great. Let's start there. Please tell me we got something.
Yep. Running.
Did you find him?
Yes. He's working in agriculture.
So what's the plan?
What do you mean? I'm gonna go get it.
Do you know where he lives?
I can figure that out. I know his name and I can find where he lives. I will make him give it to me.
How? The last time you did that, you almost got killed.
This time he doesn't have a weapon.
Neither do you.
We have my brother on my side. You know that.
Yes, of course. What would your brother think if you fail?
He will love me, as he always will.
Is this what you really want? Do you want to kill this man?
His name is Reynold.
Then don't you think killing Reynold could be a waste? If he is who you think he is, then you might be walking into a trap.
Possibly.
That is a lot of wasted potential, don't you think?
What would you rather I do? Ask him nicely?
No, of course not, but I don't have the perfect answer, but I know you do. I'm just not sure immediate, direct confrontation is the answer. What if we end up needing him past this?
What if I convince him to join us?
Yes. But how do we know he's...
He wouldn't be this important if he wasn't. That's not where my concerns lie. How do I have any guarantee he won't simply turn his back on us?
You don't. Just start small. Talk to him. Gain his trust. Lead him like you lead us.
Do you think it will work?
You are the one. It has to.
What do you mean she was the one?
She was the one we all followed. She had the foresight we needed to get through the maze.
What maze?
I think it's a figure of speech, Doctor. What was the group called? That you two were a part of?
Oh, the terrorist group? That's what you call us, right? I won't tell you anything as long as I can help it.
Doctor, let's see if we can't find this little group of hers.
I cannot do that.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think we should discuss this in front of the patient.
Oh, please, go on. I won't tell anyone.
Shut it.
We can move forward, and Don and I can talk about this during the debriefing.
So you were brought into the camp?
I was.
And who did you meet first?
Well, I was stopped by a couple of assistants after I first got into the camp. One of them recognized me.
One of the people in the camp recognized you?
We worked together briefly before the world died.
Medical Bay check-in. May I have your name?
Juliet Sawyer.
Job?
Medical filing.
This is your first time coming to Millennium, correct?
Yep.
Would you be willing to take another job if offered?
Nope. I am pretty happy with what I got. Don't want the extra stress.
All right. Can you please move to the next?
Hey, Juliet, right? I haven't seen you in a bit. Why are you out here? Is Michael giving you a hard time? What have you found? Was there any...
Hey, Howard. How are you? Kids good? Yeah, I've been moved to a new area, so I have to sign back in. You know how HQ is with the protocol. I've been in the med file section for a while now, just reading and helping where I can.
Huh. You always seem pretty special. I thought they would have made you do more than just file organization. Boring, am I right?
Yeah, well, how is everyone else? Have you seen them?
Oh, no. Nope, you know me. I am knee-deep in guts over here. I barely have time to breathe. I've done so many surgeries at this point, I dream about it. There are only 5 of us, so we all got our hands full constantly. But no, I haven't really seen them around. Sandra said something about an incursion somewhere and was getting a bunch of people to follow up on it. You should talk to her. She seems off. Bad. I'll see you around.
Yeah.
You were there before? You were in Millennium before you were in the mall? Before you met Victoria? Why? What did you do there?
Didn't the big bad wolf do his research?
Apparently not. Now tell me.
But that would ruin the story. I can't spoil the good part.
I don't like surprises.
You are so pathetic, both of you. It's really entertaining.
Let's move on.
What happened after you started in medical filing? Besides the technicians, who did you meet first?
Krissa. Vicky recognized her walking with Reynold, so I followed her to the med building one day. Man, it's pretty slow in here today, huh?
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Juliet.
Chris.
What are you here for today?
Just some minor tests, nothing big.
Lucky. I have to do the new member med check.
There was no new member med check when I got here. They just asked us who needed medical and who didn't.
Oh, sorry. I meant for my job. I'm working in medical records, and I guess they just want us to have a clean bill of health before we start.
Makes sense, I guess.
What tests do you have to do?
Not sure. Haven't done them yet.
Why are you doing testing anyway?
Why are you so interested in my medical information?
Sorry, I didn't mean to pry. I used to be a professor, and I still get curious about what research is being done. With everything going on nowadays, sometimes people have really interesting stuff going on.
You were a professor?
Yeah, biochemistry.
Oh, shit, that's awesome. Before all this, I was studying physics.
What'd you want to do with that?
I want to be a researcher. My favorite part was always the experiments and trying new things out. I can't imagine all the cool stuff you get to try out in biochem, but I was way too squeamish to be any good at bio.
Do you do anything with that now?
No, I was still a student when everything started, so I don't have enough experience to be of any use here.
What do you do instead?
Janitorial. In this building, actually. I clean up once everything's done for the night.
I thought I had seen you around here.
You said you hadn't started yet.
Am I not allowed to be in this building?
Not as late as I work.
Maybe it was someone else, then.
What do you want? I know you're here with Victoria.
And?
And she's a psycho bitch.
When I first got to Pegasus, I didn't know exactly what I was looking for. I was just wandering around with a few people when I tripped on one of those as-seen-on-TV kiosks. It had fallen over in one of those crappy unicorn pots, had the horns sticking straight up. I've never been the most graceful, and when I fell, I ended up with a massive gash in my head. Thank God I wasn't an inch closer, or it would have been my eye. There was blood all over me, and we had to find somewhere to keep me safe.
Oh.
What?
Sorry, that's just disgusting.
Yeah. Hey, at least it was my own blood. I was losing blood fast, and none of us had any medical equipment. But Victoria did. She took me in. Took us all in.
What's your point?
Victoria has been good to me. But you know what she's capable of? I wouldn't want her to hurt anyone here. So I think it's best if no one knows what happened back there. If we're going to be working in the same place, it's safest for all of us if we pretend none of it happened.
Juliet, I have cuts from monsters in that mall, and I still don't know what's going on with my ankle. I can't just pretend.
I don't know what happened to you there, and I don't need to. I don't mean that. I mean us. I want this to be a new chapter, and I can't do that if every time we see each other we fight, or if all my coworkers think I'm some serial killer. I want to start over here. Just let us do what we need to do, and we'll be out of your life forever.
Krissa Montgomery?
Please. Krissa, I...
It's Chris. And fine. But don't fuck it up.
Good luck with your testing.
How jolly. What happened to that?
Must have died somewhere along the way.
Still morbid, I say.
Well, considering the events that have been going on, I think she's doing great.
So this was your first meeting with Krissa Montgomery?
All of us were in the mall together, though I never saw her. Vicky did, but I wouldn't know that until later. Her friend thought Krissa could be a threat, so he and Vicky tried to get rid of her. Unfortunately, she got away before they could catch up.
So, this was all in the mall?
It was a weird time.
You were with Victoria in the mall? Was there anyone else with you?
Doctor, please.
Let me rephrase. You were in a group in the mall, correct?
Yes.
Did your entire group leave the mall to go to the camp?
Everyone left the mall, but only Vicky and I went into the camp.
And the others?
Most stayed nearby. Some people died.
Did anyone die on your way to the camp?
Yes.
How?
Doctor?
Trust me. Answer the question, please.
You guys are funny. Yes. One person died in the mall. One person died on the way to camp.
So you lied. Your entire group didn't leave the mall.
Whoops. Sorry, Donnie. My mind is all over the place.
How did they die?
Both of them shot.
By who?
Humans. I don't think this has anything to do with the camp, does it, Doctor?
Do you have any more questions?
No. I got something.
A memory?
Yeah.
Run it.
Hey, what are you doing?
Thinking.
About?
Just the world, and the state of it.
There is a plan for both of us.
For you.
Listen, when you read a story, there's always a main character. Then there are the minor characters who help the main character on their journey. Who do you think you are in the story?
I'm a minor character. I'm helping you.
I don't think so. Maybe that's how you feel, but We are all main characters of our own story. We are all minor characters of others. We all have our own path that is set out for us. It isn't a straight line. It's not even linear. You must go up, down, left, right, and even backward to get where you need to be. Everything that is happening for a reason. So, as long as you are alive, you breathe, you wake up every day and choose to keep going, you're on the right path. You are on the right path. I know you are.
What about you?
There's a path for me as well. One with a beginning and an end.
But
no one can escape their fate. Not even me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go. I want to see if I can convince that nerdy kid to give us extra burritos.
Well, that was... What's going on?
There's a shift. These memories are equally as powerful and coming to the surface at the same time. They must be at the same location. They're almost overlapping.
What's going on?
It's a memory.
Juliet, what is this? Juliet! Juliet, tell us! What do we do?
I don't know. This has never happened before. It says that this is a memory. Juliet, if you can hear me, please think about something else. Relax, let your mind ease into a happy thought.
She's not responding.
Juliet, please talk to me.
Turn it off.
I can't. That could destroy her brain.
I don't care. Stop this.
No, I won't leave someone brain dead because we can't stand their trauma.
Fuck this.
Why the fuck did you do that? You can't just rip it off like that.
I did what I had to.
You are... I can't believe you. Hey, can you hear me? How are you? Juliet? No. No. The last connection we had to Millennium. She was the last part we needed, and you fucked it up. She's dead because of you. I can get you ejected, and then what? You will be out of here, alone and afraid, with no Big Daddy FBI or BOP or whatever to come and give you water and shelter and food, when you are the one meant to give that to other people like her. How did you treat her? Like shit. She was a person. She was one of us. And you just...
That was...
Oh my god. Juliet? Hey! Can you hear me?
Oh my god,
I thought you were... What? What? Hey, say something. Do you know who you are? Where are you? Say anything.
That was the first night.
In the camp?
Yes.
Why did you show us this?
I wanted to show you that Victoria was a good person. She didn't deserve this.
And the screams?
That was just a warning.
Can we get her out of here?
Goodbye, Donnie.
Would you like to debrief, Doctor?
I have nothing.
Well, to update on our mall situation, we still can't ask questions. It's still classified.
Of course.
But if we let the subject talk and they just happen to give us information about the mall, they never said that wasn't allowed.
It's better than nothing.
I have a couple questions for you.
Which are?
You seem pretty connected to Juliet. Why? That isn't why we're here.
She was a researcher in Millennium before she met Victoria. She arrived in Chicago on January 7th. She helped set up the camp, then reports said she went missing. And now here she is.
So you knew? And didn't tell me?
I thought you knew.
I didn't.
Well, with all due respect, it is not my job to give you information. You are responsible for your own research, not me.
With all due respect, we have a job, and it has nothing to do with her personal life or safety. I don't know why you are so focused on her, but you need to keep your eye on the prize. But at least I get it now.
What do you mean?
You recommended her. use my own argument against me about how we need to find any clue we can. That's why you're here. That's why you accepted.
No one else wanted to do this. I'm the only one that cares. No one gives a shit anymore.
So you want information?
I want the truth.
At least you're passionate.
Fuck you.
So this machine, what's it called?
Memoria Lapsus Alicentis. I just call it the Lapsus.
And when you're using the Lapsus, you can't just take any memory you want?
It doesn't work like that. That's why we ask the question, to make them think of the memory. Obviously, it doesn't work all the time. That's why this is a trial run. It was just developed a couple years ago.
That would have been good to know in the beginning.
I'm sorry.
So you can't look for memories?
No. It's like throwing a lure in an ocean. You get what comes up. That's what it means. Amnesia lure.
Huh. Well, I'm glad you shared.
Don't make me sick. And bring in Reynold. The machine is ready.
Concluding recording 2A from Millennium Park.